USA Radio News.
I noticed recently where Democrats, Nancy Pelosi as an example, are trying to defend MS-13 gang members. I called them animals the other day, and I was met with rebuke. They said, they're people. They're not people. These are animals.
President Donald Trump earlier today in Bethpage, New York, where I guess you could say he quadrupled down on his comments referring to MS-13 gang members as animals. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has some news regarding people standing during the NFL national anthem.
We want people to be respectful at the national anthem. We want people to stand. That's all personnel, and make sure that they treat this moment in a respectful fashion. That's something that we think we owe.
Now players are allowed, though, to stay inside the locker room during the national anthem. This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is getting more and more involved in Syria. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
They have become more willing and more capable.
Just days after Secretary Pompeo threatened Iran with new sanctions if it doesn't change its policies, including when it comes to Syria, he told a House hearing that Iran is moving sophisticated weaponry into that war-torn country, trying to further destabilize the volatile Middle East.
The weapon systems that they have moved into Syria have become more capable. That is, their capacity to threaten the region, including Israel, has increased over those same 24, even 36 months now.
And Pompeo again defended in front of lawmakers the president's decision to pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal, arguing the Obama-era accord actually made it easier for Iran to secure a nuclear weapon.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today: the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed the day up 52 points to end at 24,866. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
It's estimated that 20 service members commit suicide every day when they return home from the battlefield. But what is being done to help those members cope with some of the things they may have saw? Well, Adam LeGrand is with a group called CaninesForWarriors.org. And what they do is they pair dogs with service members when they get back home. Adam talks about his experiences with his dog, Molly.
There are many veterans just like me, close to 500 now, that are graduating, and they give us our life back. There's a good motto that K-9s has called New Leash on Life, and that's exactly what Molly and all the other service animals that have graduated through the program do.
Adam also shares his very personal story about how close he was to committing suicide.
My best friend in the world caught the signs and symptoms because he's a fellow veteran, and he put a stop to it, helped me get the help I needed. Started looking online about a year and a half later. I was on the cannonball headed up to the Bronx about a year and a half later, and my other best friend caught me in the middle of a panic attack and got me off the train where I started throwing up. Next thing you know, meds and therapy just aren't enough, and she was responsible for helping me find K-9.
Airline experts believe over 230 million people will fly between June 1st and August 31st. The economy is the main reason. As the economy turns around, more and more people have money to fly, and the average price of an airline ticket is right around $330. And finally, it was back on this date in 1934, Bonnie and Clyde are shot to death by Texas and Louisiana state police. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.